Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen, and hope you had a happy Super Bowl weekend and a happy Valentine's Day. You know, hope you're doing something nice today, although it is on Monday, but I hope you have a good dinner, some flowers, whatever. Anyway, today for Valentine's Day, I did this for Christmas episode. It went pretty well. This one I did, I figured I'd look up, and it is on creepycatalog.com. Yes, that's right. These are all the weird Valentine's Day horror movies. So, you know, usually you go for the rom-coms. If you don't feel like a rom-com, these are all available to rent right now or watch for free. First one is Picnic at Hanging Rock in 1975. Critics gave it a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, 83% by fans. This is pretty cool. Some of these movies are really highly rated. It's directed by Peter Weir. If you know him, he's from, he did Dead Poets Society and The Truman Show. And Anne-Louise Lambert has the starring role. It takes place in a ladies' school in Australia in the 1900s. Three students and a teacher go missing, and madness ensues. Made $224,100 at the box office, and you can watch it right now on HBO Max. Next one is Pontypool, 2008. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 84% critics, 68% audience. Takes place on Valentine's Day in Pontypool, Ontario, and a deadly riot breaks out at a doctor's office, and it turns into like a zombie flick, so to speak. Didn't do very well at the box office, $3,500. That's it. But again, it got a decent review, and it's made by Tony Burgess. It's based on the book by Pontypool's Changes Everything. That's the original novel it was based on. And you can watch it right now on Apple TV. Lover's Lane, 2000. Actually, it was December 31st, 1999 it was released. No critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but fans gave it a 29%. It's an urban legend about a, we've heard this, urban legend of an escaped mental patient with a hook for a hand. And then he gets caught, and then 13 years later, he escapes and does it again. It's your classic low-budget slasher flick. It does star Anna Faris from House Bunny and Mom. You could see it in its entirety, dubbed in Spanish on YouTube, or it is available to rent on Amazon Prime. And the last one, which I think is amazing, didn't do as well on the Rotten Tomatoes as I thought it would, but it's a Japanese import. It's 2009. It's Vampire Girl versus Frankenstein Girl. That's right. Vampire Girl is after this guy. She gives him some chocolates made with blood. Okay. But what little does she know is Frankenstein Girl, the daughter of Baron von Frankenstein, is dating this guy. So they get into a fight, you know, they go crazy, and that's pretty much it. It's very deranged goriness and inappropriate humor. Again, it got a no critics rating of 57% by fans, and you can watch it on Amazon Prime. So that is it. Those are all the gory, crazy horror movies I found out. That are around you can watch today for Valentine's Day. If you know any others, you can hit me up on podcast lists. Hashtag podcast lists, random list podcasts, or at podcast lists. You can also find me on Twitter, Instagram at random list podcasts. I'm also on all the podcast platforms. So stop by, you know, say hi. And as always, I track the steps that I take. So, you know, if you're tracking along, let me know about it. And that is it. Have a great Valentine's Day. And thanks so much for listening. Bye.